James Brayshaw and Billy Brownless. This is Triple M's Rush Hour and Triple M Footy's big season recruit joins us in the studio.
Earlier this year, our next guest stepped into the Rush Hour hosting chair in place of JB.
Now, Bill.
He's back in the studio today with a very important message. As on Thursday, it's the 6th annual Maddie's Match and the first Ride for Maddie to support people suffering with bone marrow failure syndromes. Please welcome Nick Revolt.
Ah, the superstar that is. And of course, Ride for Maddie is what we're discussing here, Rui. Lots to discuss with you. Say hello.
Yes, hello, James. Hello, Bill. Good to see you again, Bill.
Great to see you, Nick. Yeah. We spent two fine weeks together, Jim.
We're going to get to that.
I had to reintroduce myself on the way in to a few people because they just knew me as James' backup.
Well, that's right. And you came in February,
yes.
Right? We haven't seen you since. You signed this huge deal to come across to the M's.
Yeah.
And no one's seen you.
Massive deal. It's been hard to get a Guernsey, to be honest, Bill, early in the season. Thursday night games and Friday night games. So once it settles down a little bit, and once we get through this week, trying to organise Maddie's Match and Maddie's the Ride for Maddie. So once we get through that, I'll be back in.
Tell us about the ride, first of all, starts.
Yeah, so the ride, so we've done the game of football, which you guys have been great supporters of over the last 6 years. So that'll continue on Thursday night, but just try to embrace a different community this year. And a little bit self-indulgent, Bill. I've gotten into the bike riding myself.
Bike riding.
Probably one of those proper beach road wankers.
There's a white ute, anywhere near you, and a door comes flying out, you know it's the Sandy Flyer who's just cleaned you up.
You put on those shoes and walk around,
the cleats, yeah, put the shoes on and go into the cafe. So we've got,
I never thought you would do that.
Just like footy clubs, there are great people and there are average people. In the cycling community, I've been fortunate to be adopted by a great group of guys. And we're going to have a lot of people joining us for a ride on Thursday. So we're going to leave RSEA Park down there at Moorabbin about lunchtime, go do a lap of the city, go around the MCG, around Marvel Stadium, head south and then back at Moorabbin before we all head into the football for Maddie's Match. So there's still a few places left for the ride. If you want to log on to mrv.org.au and sign up, we'll have a great day.
How many
riders? Well, we're trying to target about 100.
All right. So a couple spring to mind. Wayne Schwoss.
Spoken to Schwatter. He's away at the moment.
He's a nuff rider.
Goes real hard.
And Mickey Roberts is your real life for a wanker.
Yes, Robbo.
So he'll be there.
Yeah.
He knows stopping Robbo.
You don't turn up in a dragster. You've got to have actually a good
You need a proper road bike, Bill. Right. We'll be going at a decent clip.
I was going to bring my little dragster.
You can come and drive the pace car or something, Bill, for us.
Actually, I could drive that.
Jeez, I'll tell you what, there'd be a fair old peloton following you.
Just sit him up the front in that blockhead win and we'll jump in behind him.
Oh, there'll be some complaints, Jim.
Oh, yeah.
So we do that. We do the ride, of course. And then the big game. Good game, too. The Saints, your Sainters, who are flying.
Well, they needed to bounce back. I wouldn't say they're flying, but it was a response full of character, I think. I love that the captain, Jack Steele, came out before the game and he just pushed all the chips into middle and said, I can guarantee a response, which is brave.
It was an in-game response too.
Yeah, that's right. That's
really
right.
When you're 33 points down, you're just thinking, oh, wow.
So they found the formula that they were able to bring pretty often last year, which was high forward pressure and energy and effort. And it was a great win. But this week's, it's a massive game. Both teams 2-2.
Richmond, of course. Yeah. Hey, so how far have you got? And the money donated. And how is the research? And things like that.
Yeah, going really well. Thanks, Bill. So 6 years now. So we've raised just around the $10 million mark, which is massive. And, it's hard out there. Non-for-profit's hard. There are a lot of good ones and they've all got great causes, but we've been so well supported. Thank you to everyone and the Triple M family. I know are great supporters of us. So thank you. So 24 research projects, a centre of research excellence, a bone marrow biology centre, an aplastic anemia registry. So lots of scientific things. I can give you all the words, Bill, and let you have a go at pronouncing them.
I don't reckon that's a good idea.
But it's been amazing. Yeah. We've been so well supported and grateful, and there's more to do. Yes. So that's why we're going to...
All right. So you've got the ride, which is going to be brilliant, and then the at-game activity. What happens there?
Yes, well, just encourage people to get along, to donate. We'll have a few sort of on-ground activations at the day. It's a little bit more difficult than it has been in previous years with the restrictions. But just encourage people to give as much as they can.
Brilliant. That is absolutely superb. What you're doing is brilliant. Well done. Yeah. 10 mil just going to go through the roof. And nice merchandise I see this year too.
Yeah. Good bit of merch.
What we got? That's really t-shirts, good.
The key rings, a scarf.
I'll tell you what, if you are a cyclist and you want to do the ride, the cycling tops that we've got from Pedlar, which is a local manufacturer of cycling attire, they are first-class quality. And we've been so well supported by some of our sponsors.
Who else you got? Well,
Mercedes-Benz Brighton have jumped on again. Coles have jumped on in a big way. RSEA have jumped on. Adventure Abroad as well. And Pedlar, as I mentioned. Right. So great supporters of Maddie's Vision.
Well done.
Do you want to latch onto that merchandise, saints.com.au? Or do you get down to Moravian?
Either or, James. Ooh. Either or.
Get down to
the RSEA Park.
Down to the Promised Land.
Absolutely. Ooh. Isn't that good? You guys been down there?
I was down there. Well, for the beautiful celebration of the great Danny Frawley, I was down there. And no man was more passionate about Moravian than Spud.
Getting back there.
Then back to Moravian.
Getting back there. I don't know. I might have pushed him.
I might have pushed him, boys.
Yeah, didn't you like it down
terrible.
Miles away?
Terrible, Bill. And I was gagged. For 6 years, I was gagged. And now I'm in the meeting. I can say what I want.
He hated
shit
it.
House it was.
Nowhere for a coffee.
I used to live at Flinders for 4 years. I used to drive past it every day and I'd see these poor bastards. Rui's toupe was taken off. His hair was actually going out sideways.
Oh, I had the Nescafe. They had to make their own coffee.
Yeah, just the instant style, Bill.
Yeah. Now they're back down.
Is the disco
Church
still
Street?
Around?
The disco?
Yeah.
No, that's all gone, unfortunately. But when I first started at
Me and Barks, did we do?
So it had the. Oh, you and Barks. Yeah, peas in a pod, you two, imagine.
That's
it.
Oh, my God.
Ian Barks.
Yeah, they had it. Well, it was still there when I got back, when I first started at the club. There was the sunken sort of little dance floor, and that became our gym.
Did it?
That's where we did weights, and in the middle of our weights room, you had this little sunken dance floor with a disco ball sitting above it still.
A lot of lifting went on there.
My older brother, Bill, played at the same time as you. His first or second game was at Moorabbin, and he said, I'll never forget Matty Larkin at the end of the game, still in his jumper and shorts and boots, getting in his car. And Mark's like, what are you doing? He goes, no point trying to have a shower here.
No, get out of here.
There's either no water running, or if there is, it's freezing cold.
Freezing cold.
So
welcome to Moorabbin.
Jeez, it would have been bad if it was worse than Arden Street.
You'd walk around the ground and have a look at it because you'd never been there. Yeah. And the feral Saints supporters.
The animal Austin enclosure.
McCrab. Oh, yeah. Austin McCrab was walking. I was walking. What's your real name, you tax dodger? Oh. They said Austin McCrab. But they yell out some great stuff. Oh,
we need to talk footy with a man who's won 6 Trevor Barker medals, if you don't mind,
Fat. How many goals he
6. How many?
718.
That's a long way ahead of you.
A lot of points there, too.
Oh, Bill.
It's a rush hour, Triple M. JB and Bill, this is Triple M Rush Hour. Nick Revolt is in the studio talking about Ride for Maddie. If you want to get involved, mrv.org.au.
All right, so Bill makes an earlier start to the Rush Hour year than myself.
Oh, early.
So I leave it with him. And then, so I heard that Joey Montagna, very good. I heard that Daisy Thomas... quite as good. We're going to be involved. And then someone said, Nick Revolt's coming to Triple M. Brilliant.
Big signing.
Going to be doing some Rush Hour. Brilliant.
Yeah.
So I thought the good bit about that, Rui, is you'll be able to take over as the host. Because there's one thing Bill can't do is host anything. Then I had some audio sent.
Anything. I will be.
Be smoking.
Well, Bill. You're doing cream le menthe.
What? Creme de la creme, maybe, or
Creme Lamont.
We had some fun.
So then I heard that and I thought, well, that's sad because Rui's not hosting Billy's. And then I heard this.
Hey, mate, I'll tell you what, you've got great supporters. You always have. They stuck thick and thin or fat and whatever it is, but they have stuck with you.
Rui, were you looking across at him thinking, this is a 20-year veteran?
I'll tell you what, I had a good chuckle that week. It was good. It was good fun. Well, I did think it would work a little bit differently, but we had a good...
You reckon you're going to host?
That's as nice as you can say he thought you'd be going to host.
Well, I just thought, because James is usually the host, come up with the little gold nuggets, which you do, I thought I'd sort of just slide
Which
into James's chair. And,
Jim,
I was taken aback, but that's okay.
I had to open him up, okay? Because we all know he's very straight. Oh, he does a footy and that's it. And that's how he played the game. He used to get out on the ground and walk and do his laps and all football. And now he's pigeonholed footy, Jim. Had to open him up,
did you?
A bit of laughter, a bit of ha-ha, LOL out of him. And so hence, we did. We had a bit of fun.
That's why I'm here, Bill. I'm here to show a different side and just a little bit of personality. Because I acknowledge, I don't like the person I was for 17 years as a footballer, just, you know, wound up.
But that's, I reckon that was okay.
On a bit too tight. But
you have changed, haven't you? But were you always a bit of fun? Did you have that in you, or did you have to, because you're captain?
I think I was, but anything to do with the footy, yes. And you know, I was pretty serious.
You were, weren't you?
Yeah, too serious. Yeah, light.
See, 718 goals.
No, I'm not saying anything about his footy. We loved his footy.
No, I've had enough of listening to you. I'm talking now to Rui.
Yes,
718 goals, yep. Of course, five-time All-Australian. You, I reckon, would love to play footy right now with the stand on the mark rule. Oh, the leading lanes are back. You can hit up. And
well, I did listen to Cade Simpson earlier this week talking about his, you know, if anyone needs anyone, I'm ready, and I've been doing a bit of work for you. I actually have thought it every game this week. I'm sitting there, and you're looking at it now, and the key forwards are back.
They
Bill,
are.
Coming, leading hard at the footy like, you know, I used to do, and down at Geelong, Gary Ablett used to do.
Has it changed that much? Because it looked like it early, but then it's slowly come back a bit, mate.
Have the coaches got a hold of it, do we think?
Please,
righto.
Have they got a hold of it? So all of those little metrics that we like, so the ball movement from one end to the other and the ability to score when you go inside 50, they were all up.
Yep.
But week by week, it's like the share market's just taken a bit of a dive the last 4 weeks. And then stoppages have gone up, which is the one you don't want to go up. So maybe inclement weather over the weekend.
I was about to say, the games where it worried me was up on the Gold Coast, where it was very slippery and the ball spent the whole time on the ground. Ballarat, which they slippery, just cannot draw a good day up there. Yep. Even tried to bring it forward and it was no good. And I felt for them a bit. And then, of course, the G on Sunday, it was horrendous. So hopefully it is weather.
Yeah, I think it probably was, that exaggerated it a little bit on the weekend, but no doubt the coaches would have just looked at what the game was offering, and defensively they were getting sieved, so might have just pulled a few levers to slow it up a little bit.
Where are Collingwood at? Are they rebuilding? Are they challenging?
I don't think they're either, Bill. I think they're in no man's land.
No man's land?
Yeah. I don't think they're challenging. And the reason I don't think they're rebuilding is because they had the oldest team, they fielded the oldest team of the round on the weekend. Mm. And if you're rebuilding, you don't get rid of your highest draft pick over the last 4 years, which is Jaden Stevenson. So you couldn't say they're rebuilding off the back of those two things. In fact, they're the antithesis of a rebuild. So they've got some big decisions to make over the next 12 months. I've still got great faith in Nathan Buckley as a coach because we know defensively they're so good. I think their issues are lie where they've, you know, been the last few years. Their ball movement's been a little bit stagnant and stale and lack a bit of synergy up there. So, they've got a really interesting, I think, 10-week period in front of them. Mm. Would you play the kids if you were Collingwood? What would you do?
I'd put someone else in the middle. They're very one-paced. Yep. Aren't they?
They are.
And Scott Pendlebury is a bloody star, but they're all much the same.
Well, they're bringing Finn McRae in.
Yeah, which is good. So they've got to bring someone in. And they've got to make a change because they're a bit like Geelong with this kick mark game that they play.
Yep.
They've got to do something. Yeah. You're right. So I'd bring someone in the middle. And do they move a Darcy Moore forward or someone? Someone to kick goals.
Not this week. No. Not this week, because this week you're going up against Kennedy Darling and Oscar Allen. And Darcy Moore's he's the best at what he does. So as a forward, I'm not sure. A good defender. It's very hard to play in the forward line,
Bill.
Very hard. Very difficult. So he might need
Bill
just
found it extraordinarily difficult.
He might not be up to it, Darcy, but I'd leave him there and find another way.
What other questions? You had about four, you said. I want
just some weird injuries doing the rounds. Mm. Rory Sloan, the detached retina.
Mm.
That's weird.
That's weird, yeah.
Froffy's Froffy's mate. Dane Rampy, who never gets injured on the ground but always gets injured off the ground.
Yeah.
They're just
weird. What are these questions?
Just a statement, this one.
So I'll just agree with these. Yeah, right. That one's weird,
The other one was, are you worried about the crowds not coming to the games?
A little
why
bit.
Why aren't they coming?
Well, because it's labour-intensive to go to. It's hard work at the moment, I think, to go to a game of footy because you can't go anywhere. I was at the Spuds game the other week and tried to get from one side of the ground around to the president's function.
Yep.
And it took me 45 minutes.
Yep.
So it's just, I think we can be made a little bit easier at the moment to get along to the footy like it is in every other state where you can rock up and you can buy a ticket at the ground.
Sit next to your mate that you have for the last 10 years.
That's right. Do all of those sort of things. So come on, Vic. Government, let's open it up.
Hey, Rui, I only knew this because we did it as part of the Seven build up to the last Richmond game in Adelaide. 2012 was Dustin Martin's first year as a player and Damien Hardwick's first year as a coach. It took them to round 10 that year to win a game.
Mm.
They lost nine straight.
Wow.
And I had completely forgotten that. And in the obviously ensuing 9 years, they won three premierships, played in four straight prelims. So if you get it right, it can turn quicker than you think.
It can. It can change quick. Absolutely. And I mean, let's not also forget, Dimmer was almost gone.
Yes.
He was very, very close to being out of that football club. And you just wonder if that decision had have been made, the personnel playing-wise would have still been pretty similar, you'd imagine, whether they would have been able to achieve what they have. So you're right. You've got to get a lot right, and you need a little bit of luck along the way. But football is designed now for clubs to be with free agency and with the draft and with trading picks and all of that sort of stuff. You can get back there quicker than I think you used to be able to.
All right, what about coaches? So I'm not suggesting that any of the 18 are in the gun or are going to leave, but just history tells us there's attrition among the 18 coaches.
Yep.
If your coach is leaving your club, I have a strong view that Ross Lyon and Brad Scott are the first two phone calls I'm making.
You're making the call.
Of course you are.
Absolutely.
But I don't get why we scrap heap these blokes who have proven with their numbers to be unbelievably successful at their job.
Yeah. Oh, I wonder if it's just us in the media that supporters and that have got maybe sour tastes in their mouths from previous experience that might scrap heap those sort of guys. But if you're doing your role properly as a football club, You are negligent in your duty if you don't contact those blokes.
Two examples of this for me, Rui. One is what's happening with Sydney now that Don Pike's got there and what's happening with Melbourne now that Mark Williams has gone there. It's just extraordinary that these blokes were one was sitting in the VFL and one was sitting not working anywhere.
Yep.
I mean, the acumen and the history of those two blokes in senior coaching roles in our competition would scream out that they would be a great addition.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, particularly now with the strain on football departments as well. So there are less. There's a narrower pool, really, isn't there? Because we've got less jobs in footy. So are you better off taking the risk on an unknown or going somewhere where you know these guys have got proven results? I mean, I heard Ed Langdon from Melbourne talk about Chocker.
Yeah.
My gosh, that was the most glowing endorsement of a coach I think I've ever heard.
Yeah.
And the impact that he's had in a pretty small space of time, it must be said, since he's arrived at Melbourne. So, yeah, absolutely. There are still plenty of good football people out there for clubs that might be on the look.
Who's the first-time coach then? Yeah, the assistants that haven't coached before, because Ross Lyon and Brad Scott have. Yep. So, because there used to be Lee Tudor.
Sam Mitchell's, really, you wonder what might happen at Hawthorn with a handover at some stage, maybe with Clarko. Adam Kingsley is at Richmond. He's very highly regarded. I was coached by Kingsley. He's the best assistant coach I've ever had. He was unbelievable. And all the IP he'd have
the
at Richmond
best
as well.
You've ever had.
Assistant.
Yeah, assistant.
Yeah.
Yep. Wow, are we?
Yeah.
Hey, Tassie going to get a team? And when?
We are very, very bullish about it, Bill.
Geez,
at the
moment. Your Premier's got plenty to say.
He's been banging the desk,
has
Bill.
He?
I love
what?
It. Standing up for the people of Tasmania. And also the appointment of Colin Carter, one of your boys. He's really now charged with overseeing that
guess
that
who was in his ear last weekend at the Geelong President's Lunch?
Oh.
Brother Jeff. Blair.
Oh, brother Blair.
And we'd had a couple. Guess who he went straight over to poor Colin Carter and had a good chat to him about it.
Jeffrey.
No, Blair, my brother, because he lives in Hobart.
Jeff Kennett's a bit, he's no good on the idea, is he?
Well, we didn't discuss it with him. It was just me, Colin Blair.
Imagine Colin Carter. I think he's on the Global Board of Credit Suisse one of those sort of
Merrill Lynch,
Lend-Lease. And up comes Blair Brattles.
Yeah. I said, don't say your surname, just say you're Blair from Hobart.
Blair B.
Hey, get stuck in at mrv.org.au or saints.com.au if you want to join in the ride or, of course, get to the footy, buy the merchandise and get around this amazing game.
Yeah, spot on.
Great to see you always.
Yes, absolutely. When do I get to do my week with you?
Well, Bill. Yeah,
soon, next week.
When are you going on holiday?
Well, I've been here since February 1.
Better show.
with the alpaca.
I'll host, James. I'll host. Good.